Hello?
Hi, this is Morgan from customer support, issuing a callback.
Yes. This is from Cheryl Cappy, and we want to make sure that they are processing the order that we sent it through the phone 3 days ago.
Yes, ma'am.
For
Can I get
three.
your zip code?
It's 33060.
33060.
Yes.
And your first and last name?
First is Cheryl and last name Capi. CAPI. From that place.
And what was your mailing address?
The address is 651 Village Drive, apartment 715, Pompano Beach, Florida 33060.
Yes, I mean, I see you try to place the order for the Ava skin cream.
Yes.
Yes, so the shipping and handling on that order declined, so the order wasn't placed. You'd have to pay the shipping and handling costs.
Why?
Because you have to pay the $6.95 to receive that order. You're responsible
Because
for shipping and handling.
Now, why was it declined?
I'm not sure, but it shows that $6.95 shipping and handling charge decline.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. We gave them a perfectly good credit card.
Yes, ma'am. It doesn't show us why a charge declined. It just shows us that it did. But when that order was attempted to be placed on the, looks like 17th, it wasn't successfully made.
So what's the answer?
So you could try to go back and place that order again, but without the shipping and handling being paid, the order can't be placed.
Well, I don't want to do it a second time because we definitely gave them our credit card. Proper credit card. And the interesting thing is that the credit card company called me later the same day questioning the legitimacy of your company or something. So that's what's making me worried.
Yes, ma'am. So if you haven't placed the order online before, or if you're not someone who like orders online often or with us before, your credit card company can decline the charge. However, again, the order wasn't placed because the $6.95 didn't go through.
My credit card company wouldn't decline a $6 charge. I use it all the time.
Yes, ma'am. So again, if you're not typically someone that shops online, or if you haven't placed the order with us before, your credit card company can block the charge.
Why would they do that?
It would just be like a protocol. If you aren't, like I said, if you aren't someone that typically shops online, if you
well, obviously I haven't ordered from your company before. Okay, goodbye.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.